Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of 1010 Word Recommend. It is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
Hello, 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 Gina. How are you?
I'm really, really well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. However, like, I'm good, but of recent, I've really built a strong dislike. Like, it's quite intense that I worry about it. Oh, for parents on a school run, I hate you so much.
Please tell us why.
They are awful, awful people. Like, it's the drivers. The ones that walk their kids to school are fine, right? Because they're saving the environment, they're exercising, and they're walking. That's fine. It's the drivers. I don't live too far from a school. And if I ever make the mistake of being outside of my home between the hours of 8 o'clock and 8:45, or 2:45 and 3:15, it is hell.
Yeah.
And I know this problem is very specific, but they drive like absolute crackheads.
Yeah.
And they just stop in the middle of the road and let their kid run out.
That's true. That is true.
Why are they? Why? This How do really we bad. Ban them? And then they just park their car anywhere. I hate you.
Do you know what? I actually have that app, you know, next door.
Yeah.
And when I go on next door just to, like, I don't know, it's just a very hilarious. Yeah, it's a very hilarious app.
And people passive just aggression.
The passive aggression and the comments. Oh my God. It is like, it's so funny. But people constantly complain about people on the school run and how they park.
So bad.
And they park crazy.
Like anywhere. They'll just stop in the middle of the road and
on people's drive.
And put their car,
Yeah. So I've heard that this is an issue. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. When I have a child, I think I will definitely be.
No, I know. Parent. I feel like it's your rite of passage.
Yeah.
To do. I think there's certain things in life that you wait.
It must be so annoying to be like, after, come on, that's a real inconvenience taking your kid to school, isn't it?
But also, walk. Start walking.
When do you want the kid to start walking? Oh, you mean the parent?
Yeah, walk the child to school. Yeah, give them a little scooter. They scoot along when you go to school.
Yeah.
Like, for the sake.
Yeah, you can get on a bicycle. My neighbour does
that. Yeah, exactly.
No,
I still need to learn how to ride a bike.
Oh my God, should I teach you? Would you be up for it?
I would say yeah, right? No, genuinely, I actually genuinely do want you to teach me how to ride a bike, but I've got this really romantic version of it in my head.
Oh, so you want a man to teach you?
I want a man that I find very attractive to teach me, and then I'm going to like fall, and it's going to be like, oh.
You're not going to fall gracefully.
Yeah. I'm going to just fall off.
You're
going to
give him the ick, that's what's going to happen.
This dumb bitch can't even ride a bike. It's going to be a lovely summer's day in the park. And it's going to be like, you've got this, go.
Oh.
And then the like encouragement will be the fact that I'm like riding the bike towards his beautiful face. But yeah, you can teach me because that feels too far-fetched.
If any handsome stranger would like to teach Talani how to ride a bike, but until then, I will happy to teach you.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you could just pretend that you don't
know. Do I have to buy a bike?
We could just like rent one, or I'll just get one and then you can ride it. It'll be fine. Yeah. Other headlines.
Yes.
I want to talk about Shuti Gatwa, aka Eric from Sex Education, being named as the new Doctor Who.
What a lad.
What the? I was so shocked. Like, I was so surprised in an amazing way. Like, I was like, what?
Also, I know absolutely nothing about Doctor Who, right?
Really? Interesting. Have you never watched it?
I've never watched an episode in my life.
It's like a British institution.
No, isn't it? No, it's huge. Mm. And like so much so that I've never watched it, but every year I know who the new doctor is because it's that big a deal when it's advertised. So I understand how big a deal it is.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased for him.
Yeah.
And was there not chat for the longest time that there can't be a black Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
A blackety black.
Blackety black, blackety black.
Blackety black.
He's
Doctor Who.
I'm so happy for him.
The black doctor will see you now. Doctor Who? The black doctor.
The black one.
The black one. That's who.
Oh my God.
I love it for him. I'm so pleased.
I'm really, really happy. I was happy for him. Like I know him. I was like, oh, what a great guy. I think it's going to be great. I want to know who, okay, if you could, I know you haven't watched Doctor Who, but you know about it as an institution, whatever.
Yeah.
If you could choose any other person that you think would make a decent Doctor Who would you choose?
Okay, tell me a bit more about Doctor Who. What does he do? Is he a superhuman? Is he a superhero?
Yeah, he's a superhuman.
He's a time traveler. Okay.
Yeah.
What does he do?
And
he fixes problems during time.
Yeah. He fixes problems and he stops, he saves the world all the time. You know, one of them.
Don't you think it's a bit mad and lazy that they was like, I'll just call him Doctor Who? Imagine that room and they were like, what should we call him? And it's like, I'll just say Doctor Who.
I actually want to know how they came up with that name. Was it like someone did a knock-knock joke and they were like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. It works, Doctor Who. Who would I want to be? Gina, I can't lie to you. I don't know.
Do you know what? That's fair.
Who would you like to be?
The way I ask these questions, then I don't.
Because we've had a woman doctor. It would be nice to have a black woman doctor. Who?
I'd love a black woman doctor. I'd love, but they have to be British. Who?
Oh God!
I'm not gonna lie to you. I would take Michaela Cole as a Doctor Who. You know.
Oh.
I think she'd probably smash it. I'm gonna say that. I think she'd smash it. Pin out there. If she's Doctor Who next, I called it.
How long has Doctor Who been going for? Like years and years.
It's lots and lots of years. I couldn't even tell you. I started watching it when it was David Tennant.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that for sure.
But there was like someone before that. The way I'm saying someone, and I know that he's a really, really famous British writer. Like, I'm so sorry to that man because he's extremely famous. But yeah. Anyway, congratulations to Shooty. We love you. All right. So I've got two things for us to talk about this episode.
Go on.
Because I want to talk about, and I know we always talk about Selling Sunset. I really apologise to people that are not fans of Selling Sunset, but we're back again. Because the reunion just came out.
It did.
Selling Sunset reunion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we spoke about Christy not being there. And much like we said, she was not there.
She wasn't there.
She was not present at this reunion.
She wasn't present. She wasn't around no more.
Have you finished the reunion?
Yes.
What were your thoughts? Try not to slag it off too much. So that I don't have to do too much editing of this episode, please. Okay?
Beautiful gowns. Absolutely stunning gowns.
Yeah.
Because Shell's little number with the detail, I was beautiful gowns.
Right. Wow. Okay, I'll pose some questions.
Yes. What did you think of it? Honestly, was it salacious enough for you?
It wasn't salacious, but the thing is, I didn't want it to... the only way it would have been salacious is if Christine
was there.
And I didn't want it to be the kind of salacious where everybody is just waiting for their chance to just... not yet, I don't want to say attack, but like...
Have their moment with Christine.
I don't like that. But I don't blame her for not going. I think...
I have another moment that was worth watching, I guess. When they asked... Is it her name Vanessa? Mm-hmm. Yeah, about thingies, empanadas.
Oh my empanadas. God, about Emma's empanadas. Yeah, that was
and
so funny.
And she was like, yeah, no, they're not empanadas.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that too. She didn't even sound like she was being shady.
I've got a grilled cheeseburger empanada. No, you don't.
Yeah. It makes me feel so like tense that Emma doesn't see how awkward it is for her to be selling her empanadas when there's literally a Mexican person.
Yeah.
As who's the cast of Selling Sunset being like, That's not it.
But also, she was very quiet this season. Nothing really happened to her, aside from the pommy swing.
She manned her business, got her man. Now she's engaged. Do you know what? Fair.
Yeah.
I respect it. Yeah. I respect it.
What did you think of it?
I actually enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I will say that I enjoyed it for the most part because of the one moment where Maya was reacting to the news.
That was hilarious.
Whoever was looking after that camera,
oh,
in which it,
my gosh,
it zooms in on Maya's face.
She was
stunned face as she reacts to Chriselle dating someone called G-Flip. Oh my God, whoever...
And the way she saw their picture, she was like, she just looked so confused.
Yeah,
like,
she looked so confused. Huh? But I was like, the camera just kept going back to Maya. I was like, nah, take it off Maya, because Maya's about to get cancelled.
She didn't even pretend to be like, okay, this is... She's just like...
Listen, Maya was moving a bit mad that reunion. I'm not going to lie to you, because there was that moment, but also the interaction between Chelsea and Maya was giving weird.
Okay.
Because you know when Chelsea was talking about... there was a moment when they were all talking about the fashion in Selling Sunset and how the fashion is upped its game over the seasons because, you know, it went from being just like a show about property and blah, blah, blah
to
you know, the fashion being a real thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chelsea was kind of saying, I feel like I should be able to wear whatever I want, you know, like, you know, there are all of these standards for what an estate agent should look like.
Yeah, Maya's was very pick me.
Because Maya was it was a lot more conservative. Like, she was like, yeah, well, you know, you shouldn't be having your boobs out in the office. Like, no one I know from the traditional real estate backgrounds do that. And Chelsea was like, yeah, but also none of them were black.
Yeah.
And Maya was like, it was extremely awkward.
Yeah.
She wasn't giving for me. But that moment with Chriselle's new love interest was... Also, I was interested that Jason showed as much Emotion,
because I didn't think he was that into the relationship. I'll be honest, right? I didn't believe in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then his reaction, he looked really hurt.
He looked down bad.
He looked really, really hurt by it.
But I was like, it's mad because on the one hand, I really respect that Jason seems to be one of very few men that I know who actually understand the gravity of having a child and that you can't just have one willy-nilly. But at the same time, I'm like, mate, just get a freak like you love
her. And also,
her.
That's such a good point, though, about him knowing the gravity of doing that. Because I feel like sometimes like men say it to me, mm-hmm. as if it's meant to be some sexy romantic gesture. And honestly, it's a threat.
Yeah.
Like, stop saying you want to breed me. That's not sexy. You're
it's
scaring me.
It's extremely
I don't
scary.
Want children with you.
Also, I actually hate the way we use the word breeds. Like, it just, like, in slang. Like, I'm like...
Yeah, I'm trying to breed you.
Like, I don't want to be bred by you. I'm not a cow. Go somewhere else.
Oh, let's go halves. On what? Not a baby with me.
Not a baby. A baby?
I mean, with all the protection, because I don't want your child.
Yeah, absolutely not. So I appreciate that he cares about that, but at the same time, I'm like, it could all be so simple.
But also, no, because he doesn't want it, right?
Yeah, he don't.
The same reason why she has every right to be like, I don't want to be in this because you don't want this. The same reason why he's like, yeah, I don't want this.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I think
and I don't think
right.
he suits the lifestyle that he has like built up for his life.
Yeah, you're right. And at least he's self-aware enough to know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
But it just seemed sad because he was so upset and I was like,
he did look really, really sad. Yeah, yeah, he looked so upset by it. But, you know.
Even Brett was, like, trying to cry. I was like, why are you crying?
Twin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Twins, innit? So, are we to assume that Christina's never coming back again, then?
I have absolutely no idea. And that's the God's honest truth.
You can't tell me no tea? Or do you not know?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I don't know you're looking at me to see if I know in my eyes, but I genuinely don't know, Delaney. I genuinely don't know.
I think she's not coming back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she's done. I think it's out. I'd be done if I was her.
Because
what, another season of this again?
That's true. She probably is not going
to... Yeah, I want new storylines. I want new things to happen. Let her go and start. She's starting her own agency anyway, isn't
to
she?
To be honest, I'm ditching this for Selling Sunset. Oh, see, that looked good. Did you see the preview for
yes,
OC?
Yes, I did see that. Yes. I will be watching
that. That looked fantastic. I really hope this becomes a big fan track. I actually love Selling Sunset. I think the concept is great. It's exactly what I like. Drama and pretty houses.
Yeah, and I want a shit version of it in London.
Oh, yeah.
I want a shit version of it.
Do you think
it'd
be
it.
As good?
No, it was shit.
Yeah.
Because how many homes are that nice, right?
I'm just always so surprised how willing people are to show themselves on camera. Like, you're bitching about people on camera. You want people to know that you're like...
Do you know what I'm more surprised by? People who have money, who go on television on camera, letting people know they have money. It can... Never be me.
Yeah, you clearly don't have family.
Yeah, like, here is this home I own. That's 1.7 million.
Yeah.
And everyone knows your face. By the time that episode airs, all of my cousins have contacted me, asked me for money.
Oh, 100. So, 100%.
I would never.
I agree.
What else are you watching on the Netflix?
Okay, I've also started watching... I'm actually halfway through it. I blitzed it. I actually watched even 3 more episodes this morning. The Circle, season 4.
Okay, so do you know I was on The Circle?
Okay, I was hoping you were going to bring this up because I distinctly remember watching clips of you in The Circle House. Please explain this for us. Okay. Also, can you explain the concept of The Circle?
Okay, so the concept of The Circle is that basically everybody has their own house or their own room or their own flat or whatever, and you all play via this like virtual computer, like a social media place.
Yeah.
But you can be whoever you want to be. So I can go in there and be and say, I'm you, for example, or I can say, I can just make up whoever I am. And then, like, the aim of it is to be liked and figured out if you're actually that real person or not. So, like, people try to figure out who's fake, who's not fake. Mm. It's really, really interesting.
It is. It really is.
And it's a great show and a great game if you are a liar.
Would you say?
I indulge in lying.
How did you end up on The Circle?
Okay, so I wasn't on the official show, right? So Channel 4 were doing... It was coming back when it was still on Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming back and they were doing like, oh, we're just going to take people to The Circle to experience a day in The Circle.
Yeah.
So I went along to it with other people who were also pretend cast members. And again, you could be whoever you were. So I used my picture... Mm-hmm. But I wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so it was
smart.
My picture and I just said I was other people. I'd said that I'd had a younger sister who was very seriously ill.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to get sympathy.
Oh, my God. What is your issue?
I did win, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you... Did you say your sister... What did you specify what your sister had?
So, every so often, they'll ask you questions just to see kind of vague gauge who you are. Someone's like, how do you feel about the NHS, right? I was like, I love, the NHS.
Love the NHS.
If it wasn't for the NHS, my sister wouldn't be here anymore.
Oh my, you're a wrong'un. How do you get to win? They vote for the influencer.
So they vote for the person who they think is more likeable and like who, yeah, who they think is the real version of themselves.
That's such a good, that was a really good plan though, to get the sympathy vote.
To get sympathy vote, right?
Oh, smart.
And yeah, I won.
Really, really smart.
It was good. They're still like, I'm going to send the clips. It was a really good day out. I loved it.
What did you say your name was?
I think I said me. I don't know what my name was.
Oh.
No, I didn't say my name was me. I can't remember what I said my name was. I said I was a photographer.
Okay.
My bio was like, I shoot people.
Right.
And I'm a liar. But they absolutely loved me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I was so good at The Circle.
So have you watched any of this, The Circle, this season?
No.
Okay.
Who's in it? Wait, I saw a clip. The celebrity one's coming, right?
Yeah. The Spice Girls are in it.
That's just not a small deal.
It's so random, but like, I'm kind of like, at first I was like, why? Basically, okay, so it's, this isn't a spoiler because
there's been clips everywhere,
but
yeah.
But yeah, it starts off as normal. Like, we've got all these different people, blah, blah, blah. Like, there aren't actually that many catfishes, to be honest with you. Like, there are a couple of people who are playing like their parents or whatever. And then there's like the top influencer guy who is a person in the first episode, who is a person called Frank. He chooses one of two profiles to come in new, and it turns out that Mel B and Emma Bunton are behind that profile, and they're like, hey, we love The Circle, we're gonna spice it up. And I was like,
Spice Girls,
what? And like, and then from that moment on, all the narrator does is make Spice Girl puns,
of course,
like, and they're just in there, and all they do is bicker like sisters trying to figure out what they want to put on their profile and what they want to say and the messages and stuff like that. It's so funny. And they're basically, their aim is to not get caught, and then if they don't get caught, then there's a bigger prize fund for the rest of the regular people.
Okay, who did Mel B and Baby Spice pretend to be?
They pretend to be a guy called Jared.
Okay.
I honestly don't think they're very good at it.
What's Jared's vibe?
Emma and Mel B, you're not that good at it, but you're trying your best, and it's very good comedy. Jared, he's a children's author.
Okay.
All now they can't tell any of the people on the circle what the name of the book is called. They said that he writes about animals and poo.
Okay.
I was like, guys, you must see that they are, this is a fake person.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? And the stuff he's like, hey guys, I'm digging being here. I'm like, oh my God, you guys are not doing, this is a young guy who writes chisel book. But it's really funny.
Who would you be? What'd your fake profile be?
Ooh, I was trying to figure out whether I'd actually be, I think I'd be myself, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd be myself. If I had a fake profile, I think I would pretend to be, an old white woman, 100. So this season, there actually is an old white woman, and her name is Carol, and a guy is playing his mum, her name is Carol. I would be Carol this season.
Right, okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that well.
I would smash it.
It's so much fun. I had to go to Manchester to go film it. Like, I went to that The Circle House. It's so good.
To be honest, when I saw that, that was when I was like, you should definitely be on TV.
Ah, thanks.
It was really good.
And yet here I am, not on TV.
But talking about it.
We don't get there one day. There's steps to this. Okay, so what are you recommending people to watch this week?
Okay, so
have you got some good shows?
I have a film actually this week.
Oh, what's the film?
So the film I'm recommending for this week is a film called Senior Year. It stars Rebel Wilson. Okay. Did you watch Isn't It Romantic?
Oh, yes. I've seen adverts for that.
Yeah, so you watched Isn't It Romantic?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Very similar premise to Isn't It Romantic.
Is it the same writers and the same makers?
I'm not sure if it is the same writers and the same makers. And I think Rebel Wilson may be heavily involved in it in terms of writing. But basically, it's Rebel Wilson, her younger self, stars as a teenager who moves from Australia to America, who wants to be popular. And so in order to be popular, she becomes a cheerleader, she gets a hot boyfriend, like blah, blah, blah. And obviously there is a rival cheerleader whose boyfriend she stole,
right,
who like doesn't want her to be prom queen, blah, blah, blah. And that's like, her whole aim is like to be prom queen. And as they do one trick in the cheer that they're doing, she gets thrown up in the air, and then the evil cheerleader made sure that the two cheerleaders didn't catch her. And
Does she fall and die?
She does not die, because that would be a very short film. But she gets concussed and she ends up in a coma, but she's in the coma for 20 years. And when she wakes up, she's like 35, 30.
And then she has to go back to high school.
Yeah. And she just goes to high school to relive and try and be prom queen for what she's always wanted to do. That's what the film's about.
So never been kissed.
Never been kissed slash mixed 13 with, going on 30. Yeah.
Mixed with
the exact same premises, isn't it romantic? Mixed with, yeah, it's that kind of vibe. Like 13 going on 30, never been kissed. All of those high school
I love Never movies. Been Kissed.
But you know what? I actually think you really like this movie. It's such an easy watch.
Yeah, I love films like that. To
really,
be fair.
Really
but
easy.
But do you
watch.
Think that premise is still rings true for what secondary school or high school looks like today? I feel like kids are different.
To be honest, I just don't. I don't know. I just think American high schools in general are just different.
I don't
get it.
Do you think they're still the cool gang of cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Really? It feels so dated now.
Really?
I just thought there'll be so many more smaller subgroups that doesn't reign supreme anymore.
Do you know what? To be fair, they actually did reflect that in the film because when she... So back when it's like back in the day, when she's a teenager, like the cheerleaders are a big thing. But then when she goes back to high school, the cheerleading squad is like... Basically, the popular people are the ones who are like the most social justice, like woke
right,
kids.
Okay.
And that like, is more
okay,
reflective.
Okay, yeah,
so it does reflect
true.
That. Yeah,
okay,
it does
cool.
reflect that. And it's really
okay,
funny.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. I would recommend that. So that's my recommendation for this week. Senior Year starring Rebel Wilson. It's a film.
Nice. I will be watching that.
And what about you?
I am recommending Blood Sisters.
Mm.
Blood Sisters is, I think, a first Netflix original series based in Nigeria.
Ooh.
So as I know, if you know or if you don't know, Nollywood is huge. I think it might be second only to Hollywood. It's like a huge
bigger
empire.
Than Bollywood.
I think it might be. Is it the second or third?
Ooh.
Yeah, like but like films come out of the scene, like that sort of thing. And this is like, yeah, a Netflix original. It's a series. It's about two best friends who this is not spoiling it, who basically one of those friends will get married and but she's getting married to a guy who's quite abusive to her, blah 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 blah. So they kill him on the day of the engagement. Things happen and they kill him. Dead.
Wow.
He's gone.
Love that.
So the whole thing is them trying to get away with it and like run away. It's kind of quite like Bunny and Clyde. It's really good.
Mm.
It's really, really good. And Nollywood does this great thing of just looking great.
Yeah.
It's really bright. The outfits are brilliant. It's just like it's coloured really well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've been watching it. It's really good. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time watching it. Would recommend it.
And it's a series or film?
Series. Mm. I think there's 4 to 6 episodes. I'm not too sure. I can't remember. They're like an hour long each. It's a bit one of them ones that you have to watch it because so many things happen that if you're just on your phone for a little bit, it's like, oh, someone else died.
Mm.
Oh, someone got caught. Oh, someone's been accused of this. But it's, yeah, would definitely recommend it. And it also made me think, right, if you were to ever go on the run,
okay,
where were you going?
Ooh, where would I go?
Because like, think about it now, right? Back in the days, right, you probably used to get away with crime so much easier because there weren't no CCTV.
That's true.
I would have banged out so many crimes.
That's so true.
But now, you actually can't go anywhere without being spotted somewhere.
That's true, because what's that thing that's on that show?
Oh my God,
on channel
this is so good.
Oh my
on
God, do you like
is it?
Yeah.
On the, oh
no,
God.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's not on the run.
It's God, okay, that's going to really annoy me. Hold on, channel
I know, it's on channel four. It's about people trying to get away.
Yeah.
I actually have high blood pressure from watching that. I feel like it stresses
it.
Me out so
it.
Much.
What's oh my God, it's called Hunted.
Hunted, that's
Hunted,
it.
Hunted, okay.
Yeah. So it's basically
Banks.
Like Hunted in Nollywood.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because watching Hunted makes me think, because the premise of that obviously is like people are trying to get away. Like they drop people in a, and like teams of two, like run away and try and get away and not get caught and
yeah.
then get to the pickup spot or whatever
yeah.
in like 2 weeks' time. But like, even going to the cash machine, CCTV.
See, everywhere.
Getting
even
petrol,
if as soon as
CCTV.
You use your card, they know that you're somewhere that you've used your card. Well, I'm getting caught in the first 10 minutes.
But this is why I don't understand why we don't catch
my
more
call
murderers.
An Uber. I'd be like, oh, how do I get... I'll call
yeah,
an Uber.
That's true. I'll call my mum. Like, mum, can
I'll
you
call
pick
Uber.
Me up?
And then also, how many numbers do you know of head? So if you get rid of your phone, who can you actually call?
It's true. I only know one number of head.
I know one number of head as well, and that's it.
Mm. Damn. Yeah, I don't know where I would go.
I actually don't know how I'll do it. I'd get caught very quickly.
So would I. And I don't like feeling paranoid.
Because then you can't be like, oh, I leave the country. Because airports, if you're ever going to get caught anywhere, it's a bloody airport.
It's very, very, very true. Very true. Very, very true, yeah.
I would love to be a part of Hunted.
Really?
Like, I know I'd fail it very quickly.
You should actually apply.
But it would
That'd
be so much fun.
Good.
It would just make me crying.
I honestly think you would do it so... You would be amazing on Hunted.
I would cry.
Who would you do it... Which of your friends would you do it with?
Probably you know.
Really?
No, would it be you? No, my friend Tony, she's conniving, but in a good way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be Tony.
Yeah, I'm not very conniving. You know me, I don't like... When the going gets tough, I'm just like...
Yeah, you'll snitch, yeah. And you'll be like, I want to call my mum, I miss that. No! You can't miss anybody. We're active. We're running away.
We're active. Yeah. Blood Sisters sounds really good. You've sold it to me.
I think, and do you know what? It's actually really, really good watch. I'm really proud of it.
You've sold it to me.
Yeah, I feel really like proud to see Nollywood come this far and just see all the actors that I've known for like years and watched in like random DVDs and random films like be where they are now. It's nice.
And I tell you what Nollywood can do, they can write the fuck out of an entertaining TV show. Yep. Bloody hell. Bloody
and the costume hell. Is going to be sensational.
Listen. The wife pinching, the poisoning, yeah, the killing.
All of that stuff. And it's got Ramsey Nouah in it. And if you are Nigerian, Ramsey Nouah is like our Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah, like he's... It's quite problematic, actually, where the love for him comes. Because I think he's mixed race. Ah. So when he was younger, it was just like, oh my God, this light-skinned man who was in like films and stuff. But now everyone's growing up and stuff. But he's still Ramsey Nouah, isn't it? He's not as good looking as he was before because age. Mm. Unfortunately for him.
Because Bart's now, sadly.
But, you know, yeah, it's lovely. Would recommend.
I have one other thing to recommend. I have not seen it yet, but I'm curious as to whether anybody else has watched it or will start watching it and can actually tweet us about it. Because it's this thing that I've been seeing that by the time you listen to this will already be out, and it's called Our Father.
The advert for that, have you seen it? The trailer looks amazing.
The one about the, so like, the trailer their looks, people have been impregnated, yes. And like all the... Is it a documentary?
So it's a documentary about this, like, fertility doctor, I guess. Mm-hmm. He was helping loads of women who couldn't have babies were going to this fertility doctor to kind of have their children.
Yeah.
And what he was doing is he was using his sperm every single time.
Jesus.
So then later on, these kids go try and find out who their father is, and there was just loads. And I think there's, like, over 30 or over 40 of them who all, this man is their father.
Jesus.
And they all kind of, like, find each other and just so disturbed by him and how he got away with this.
Why the fuck did he do that? I guess we can find out when we watch.
Is it like, is it an ego thing? Or is it like he knew that his sperm worked, so he was like, I'm not gonna get results?
Like, that is so weird.
It's disgusting. It's so twisted.
That is so weird.
And if you like, when you see pictures of him, he looks really like twisted and sordid. Oh, it's disgusting.
You know what that reminds me of? Okay, we're going so off topic.
The
sorry.
Key art is sensational, though.
Incredible.
Oh my God, whose ever idea was that?
Incredible. So the key art is, if we're talking about the same one, it's
the paper
cut out. The paper doll cut out. Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, shout out whoever did that.
Yeah, that's so good.
That story reminds me quite loosely of the true story about the... woman who was in a coma, who was impregnated by one of her nurses. I just want to speak to men for a second, because what the fuck is wrong with you lot? What is actually wrong with you?
The question every single time.
Have you not done enough?
What is wrong with you?
Why is she pregnant?
What is wrong with you? And on a much lesser crime, men in the gym. It's a much lesser crime. I'm very aware
of this,
right?
Whilst we're on the topic.
Yeah, of him. So, like, there's been a video going around of a man apparently trying to help this woman, and she's like, leave me alone, sort of thing. You know, men get... But that doesn't mean she'd leave us to die. Today at the gym, I literally was about... This weight was going to fall on me, and I was going And I just saw men watching me.
Mm.
I was like, you can help. And how comes everyone else in the world, including children, have worked out social skills? Mm-hmm. They've worked out when you should leave people alone and when you should help them. And I know their mentality is, well, if I help her now, they're going to say I'm trying to... The weight is going to drop on my head. Mm. Help me.
I totally agree with that.
Figure out social skills. What is wrong with
and
you?
And speaking of social skills, I've got another bug
to
bear.
Okay, let's go.
I've got something else to talk about, men in the gym. Why are you lot so loud all the fucking time? But now when we're in the bedroom, quiet. You're mute. Or you can do one grunt at the end.
Yeah.
But when we're in the gym, when you're same weights that I'm doing, every minute, but in a bedroom, quiet. Explain that.
All they have in the bedroom, the simple, oh, fuck. Boo.
Tomato.
Boo.
Tomato.
Please pass the mic.
Please pass the mic.
Sorry.
Honestly, you lot need to sort it out.
Get
sort
it together.
It out. I reckon we can wrap it up there for this week. But yeah, please, everyone, watch. God, what did we even say? watch Sunset Reunion if you haven't watched it yet. Watch The Circle season 4. Please watch Senior Year. Watch Blood Sisters. And take a look at Our Father, because that sounds like an interesting story, and I'm going to watch it this weekend too.
Absolutely going to watch that.
So you can tweet us your opinions, thoughts, prayers at hashtag 1010 would recommend. And you can find me at Smargina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. And where can they find you, T?
You can find me at Tolly_T on internet. On Instagram or on Twitter or on the internet.
Yeah. You can find at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, and at Netflix on TikTok. Thank you so much.
Till next time, keep watching Netflix.